Howdy, folks. You notice how people say this is a man's world? I don't know. Seems to me the women are partly to blame for the way it is, too. This is Pat Buttram for a delicious double mint chewing gum to bring you just entertainment. Yes, sir, just entertainment time again. And do you remember all the entertainment folks got out of a movie star chic they had out in Hollywood in the old days named Rudolph Valentino was his name. He had our women folks panting like a camel 2 weeks out of a water hole. back then, all you'd hear was a shriek for the chic. Today, of course, the yell is for Elvis. I just can't understand women, though. A woman will go into an emotional can-can over a celluloid chic, but if her own husband came riding home on a camel and wearing a turban, well, she'd call the men to throw a net over him, you know? And she'll see a Presley picture 10 times. But if her husband showed up with sideburns down to his double chin, well, she'd just make him get a haircut. Anyway, the music is good today, and Paula Richards will open the services with Let's Fall in Love.
Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other to be or not to be. Let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't fall in love? Now is the time for it, while we are young. Let's fall in love. The time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Mighty fine there. You know, the other day a gang of mine, a friend of mine, lost his gloves, and he's looking all through his car for them, and you know where he finally found them? In the glove compartment. He never would have even looked there, except that he decided he wanted another stick of double mint chewing gum. And he knew there's always a package or two of double mint in the glove compartment. I guess he forgot you keep gloves there, too. Gloves, you know, they're something you need occasionally, but double mint. Well, there's just no time, hardly, that your mouth doesn't welcome a stick of cool, refreshing double mint. And you motorists, you know that chewing double mint helps you relax from the tension of driving. So always keep some handy someplace in your car, too, will you? And make it a place where you can find it when you want it. Well, looks like winter is still here, too, whether you want it or not. Both California and Florida, you know, they They spend their winters bragging about sunshine, like they invented it or something. Occasionally, Mother Nature sends them both some real cold weather, just to show them how the other half lives. I hear that in Florida and California this winter, they were fishing through the ice. There's one fella caught two tuna fish and three bathing beauties, he said. But the cold spell sort of hurt the orange growers, too, but some of them fixed it. Instead of canning the orange juice, they just picked the oranges and slapped labels on them that said, thaw and drink. Well, let's thaw out the Jack Halloran Quartet here and have them sing Fill the Fluter's Ball.
Have you heard of Phil the Fluter of the town of Ballymoke? The times were going hard with him, in fact the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbors one and all, as how he'd like the company that evening at a ball. He sent invitations and was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in, whenever he requested them, the better would the music be for dancing on the floor. With a tune on the flute and the twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a herring on the griddle, oh, up, down, around, crossing to the wall, oh, and weave the gaiety and fill the fluter's ball.
Then Phil the Fluter tipped a wink to little Crooked Pat.
I think it's nearly time,
says he,
for passing round the hat.
So Paddy passed the hat around and looking mighty cute, he says,
you got to pay the piper when he tootles on the flute.
Then all joined in with the greatest joviality. The ladies and the gentlemen began to do their share. Jigs were danced of very finest quality. Begorra, Mr. Lafferty was leaping like a hare with a tune on the flute. A twiddle of the fiddle, oh, hopping in the middle like a herring on the griddle, oh, up, down, around the cross and to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety at Phil the Fluter's ball?
Yeah, that is great, fellas. You know, you don't need me to tell you that today there's too much tension among people. We take ourselves too seriously, I think. As some writer fellow once said, angels can fly because they're able to take themselves lightly. But most of us mortals, we break our backs digging for gold instead of picking the daisies that are around us on top of the ground, you know. We knock ourselves out to earn a peaceful future, and when we get there, we haven't enough strength left to enjoy it. Reminds me of an Indian I once knew. He cut off one end of his blanket and sewed it on the other to make it longer. Well, I've talked long enough. It's time now for other things. That means it's Buttram bonus time. Time for us to put our minds in the elevator and shoot up to the top story of the skyscraper of intelligence. We had one bonus a while back about how to be a gentleman, and the women folks listening to us really liked it, and they asked for more. So we'll try to oblige. A man is a gentleman when he makes it a point to ask the plainest, loneliest woman at a party to dance. But he's no gentleman if he passes up a tag day collection box because he hadn't got anything smaller than a quarter, and 5 minutes later spends it for a single cigar. And he's no gentleman if he makes the kids go to church every Sunday while he stays home reading the newspaper. And there's something wrong with a man, just like an automobile engine, when he knocks continually. And you can be sure a man's no gentleman if, when he dances, he's all feet, and when he stops dancing, he's all hands. And clothes don't make a gentleman either, but you can be suspicious of any man who, insist on wearing red earmuffs with a brown overcoat or something like that. And a gentleman doesn't bark at you when he answers a phone. And then, you know, there's a fellow that never returns phone calls, you know. And when you call him back, he says his wife never gave him the message. And a gentleman always tips his hat to a lady, even at the risk of having his toupee come off with it. But he's no gentleman if he neglects to tell his wife that she looks real pretty on the day she spent 4 hours being worked over at the beauty shop. I guess if you want to put it in a nutshell, you'd have to say that a gentleman is a man whose first thought is always for the other person. He's a man who keeps his ulcers in his own stomach. A man who realizes the allowances he gives his wife can't compare with the allowances she makes. Yes, sir, I'd say a gentleman is a man who is always as nice as he sometimes is. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. I guess one bonus a day is enough. I wouldn't try to keep count of how often I enjoy double mint chewing gum every day, though. I know it's at least 3 times a day, because I'm always careful to chew double mint after every meal. And I'd advise you to do the same, because chewing healthful double mint, it helps clean your teeth, for one thing. That's always a good point to remember. So be sure to buy some today, will you? That brings us to Paula Richards and the Jack Halloran Quartet singing East of the Sun.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of
to the sun in the day, near to the moon at night. We'll live in a lovely way here, living on love and pale moonlight.
Just you and I.
Of life to a lovely tune,
east of the sun and west of the moon, dear, east of the sun and west of the moon.
That's mighty nice, wasn't it? Well, folks, you're all invited to tune in for Just Entertainment tomorrow. At least you know the music will be good. Here's another invitation. Enjoy delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum often every day. That's always good, too, believe me. This is Pat Buttram saying, no man ever left his footprints on the sands of time in a pair of bedroom slippers. Goodbye now. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.